This is your Tech Talk Tip for Tuesday, December 5th, 2017. Last week's Tech Talk Tip covered Wi-Fi woes part one, where we discussed achieving privacy on a public Wi-Fi network. This week, as promised, we're going to discuss how to remove those Wi-Fi dead spots in your home or small office network. You've likely experienced the challenge. You move to a part of your home or office covered by Wi-Fi and notice you just don't have as good a signal. The connection's really bad. You may even drop the signal entirely. You've contacted your internet provider, they've checked your modem, and nothing has seemed to work to get you the satisfaction of a seamlessly fast, reliable connection. Enter the world of mesh Wi-Fi networking. Imagine having an even blanket of Wi-Fi that covers every nook and cranny of your space. No matter where you go, you stay connected and your connection remains as fast in one spot as it does in another. Isn't that cool? If you share the space with others, they even experience the same great results. You ask, how is this possible, Avi? It's a technology that was built with your needs in mind. First, let's look at the problem. I ask my clients to think of a Wi-Fi signal as a breeze emanating from a cooling fan. You know, you have an electric fan. You stand in front of it. When you turn on that fan, you feel the strong waves of air. Now, if you put a wall in front of the fan and then stand behind the wall, you don't get that same feeling, do you? While Wi-Fi signals can normally penetrate sheetrock walls, unlike the fan breeze, they have challenges with things like metal cabinets, refrigerators, anything that can act as an insulator to the signal. Older construction with solid stone, you name it. You put a generator in front of it. I've been in offices where people put big generators they're storing from outside in their office, right in front of the router. Guess what happens? No signal. Can really weaken a Wi-Fi signal when you do that. So the more distance you place between the fan and the cooling object, the weaker the breeze gets as well. So if you think of being far downstream of that fan, the fan breeze just gets weaker. So too does Wi-Fi. You don't need obstructions. It just doesn't go as far, right? So what we need is a way to increase the signal strength as it weakens so it can be amplified and continue to provide the same communication capability as it does when it's up close, okay? When you're right up close, that's where you want to be. Now, people have tried using router extenders and things like that that aren't necessarily matched up real well. Sometimes they work, many times they don't. They also require you to change the SSID, you know, the connection ID that you make. So when you move to another part of the room, you have to change the ID and make sure you connect to it. And sometimes you wind up connecting to the weaker one rather than the stronger one. It's a true pain. So what does mesh Wi-Fi do to eliminate all these problems? A matched satellite or group of satellites to the base router is deployed. They're built that way from the factory. You're buying a set, okay? And depending on the square footage space you have, you can get as many additional satellites as you need, okay? So normally, one very nicely designed system I've been installing this past year is made by Netgear, and it's called the Orbi Home Wi-Fi system. Let me tell you a little bit about it. It's fast, okay? It covers your whole home. A two-piece set covers up to 5,000 square feet with high-performance Wi-Fi. So the kit includes a standard router, like you have, and it includes a matched satellite. Now, these things are pretty neat. They look like, I guess you could think of them as big air fresheners, okay? They normally come in a white color, so they match the decor of the home, and you could put them out. Now, the satellite just plugs into a wall outlet, and it gets matched up. I'm going to tell you how it does it. It has tri-band technology. Unlike other Wi-Fi sets that lose speed as you add devices, Orbi routers maintain the data flow. And they use a dedicated backhaul connection that keeps those little monkeys connected. Just works, okay? You don't have to worry about the technology. It just works. The neat thing is, like I said, it has a single Wi-Fi network name. So it provides seamless room-to-room roaming throughout your home, wherever you go. the signal is strong and you don't have to jump off of one ID and jump onto another. Now, the neat thing with the Orbi system is it has a quick and easy setup. You don't have to go through a whole lot of convoluted account creation. You download an app on your smartphone. Okay, it works either on Android or iOS. You plug in your system and you follow the instructions on either your PC, your Mac, or your mobile device to get the whole house on the net. It's very sweet. The app does the setup for you and you just follow the instructions. It also has a guest network. It easily sets up a separate and secure Wi-Fi network for visitors and guests to use. So it's perfect for when the family comes over for the holidays. If you have kids over, you don't have to give them your main primary ID to make them worry about or make you worry about them getting on your home computer if you're sharing things out. Okay? It offers up great streaming for movies, for games. It's just very neat, okay? You can use the Orbi app or any web browser to create secure whole home Wi-Fi in minutes. No accounts to create. It's personal, it's simple, and you don't need an expert like me to come in and help you. But of course, I can if you need me. It's also compatible with Amazon Echo and Alexa. It controls your home network using voice commands. You can include Circle with Business Smart Parental Controls and manage your family's access to the internet by device, app, or website. Comes with it. It's compatible. Doesn't come with the Echo piece. You have to get that. That's extra. Now, if you'd like to watch a video of how easy the Orbi system is to install, you can visit my hardware boutique at askavi.com. You scroll down and you look for the Orbi video embed. You'll see it. I invite you to reach out so that we may continue this conversation together. As always, I'll be offering up my Tech Talk tips and observations as I do daily on my station at anchor.fm. Ask Avi. Have you tried it yet? You should really download the anchor.fm application on your smart device. I think you'd find it incredibly good. And for those of you that listen to me every week, you can listen to me every day where I give out Tech Talk tips daily on that station. For an archive of all my previous Tech Talk tips that I do here on the Amazon platform, visit www.techtalktips.com. For Anchor.fm, iTunes, Google Play, the Amazon Echo platform, and more, I'm Avi Uniglick, your Tech Concierge, and you can connect with me at my website at www.askavi.com. I hope you have a terrific week.